The Army formally has charged a National Guardsman at Fort Lewis, Washington, with attempting to pass military intelligence to the Al-Qaeda terrorist network. The Army said the soldier, who was preparing to leave for Iraq, was trying to disclose information that could have been used against American troops, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
The allegations against Army Specialist Ryan G. Anderson, also known as Amir Abdul Rashid, are highly unusual. The military rarely accuses its own of aiding the enemy. Army spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Stephen Barger read the allegations.
Specialist Ryan Gibson Anderson has been charged. Charges were preferred on February 12, 2004. He is accused of two specifications of attempting to give intelligence to the enemy, persons he believed to be members of the Al-Qaeda terrorist network, under Article 80 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
The charge sheet given to reporters at Fort Lewis near Tacoma, Washington, alleges that Anderson provided or attempted to provide information about troop strength, equipment, tactics, weapon systems, and means and methods for killing Army soldiers and destroying their equipment. The Army also charges that Anderson tried to pass on information about specific vulnerabilities within the Army. Again, Stephen Barger.
All charges are based on alleged conduct that occurred between January 22, 2004 and February 11, 2004.
Ryan Anderson, who is a member of a National Guard tank crew, is also accused of providing sketches of the Army's Abrams tank, along with a computer disk containing his passport photo, military ID card, a weapons card, and an Army driver's license.
Certainly these are serious charges. On the other hand, experience teaches that sometimes at the end of a case, it looks very different from the way it looks at the beginning.
Eugene Fidel is a former military prosecutor who now represents military defendants.
I think this is going to be a very interesting case, and it's one that I assume will be hotly contested.
The Army apparently got wind of Specialist Anderson's intentions after he posted messages on the Internet, and it launched a sting investigation which included the FBI. According to the Army, Anderson believed he was trying to disclose the sensitive information to members of Al-Qaeda, but in fact the individuals were military investigators. The Army alleges that Anderson gave those investigators a communication which said, in essence, "I wish to meet with you. I share your cause. I wish to continue contact through conversations and personal meetings." The 26-year-old Anderson is a member of the 81st Armor Brigade, which is preparing to depart for Iraq. Indeed, Anderson attended a giant send-off ceremony earlier this month. The soldier, who was raised in a Lutheran family, reportedly converted to the Islamic faith 5 years ago. He attended high school in the Seattle area and graduated from Washington State University with a degree in history. The Army stresses that Anderson is presumed innocent until and unless he is proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. The Guardsman has met with his family and with his military defense lawyer. If Anderson is ultimately found guilty of these charges, he could face the death penalty. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.